Congress has just 4 days in the House and 3 work weeks in the Senate to tackle a stack of farm priorities before scattering for a 5-week recess ahead of the November 3 midterms. President Trump is pushing a nearly $88 billion supplemental package that folds in year-round E15 ethanol sales and $11.1 billion in farmer aid, while Speaker Mike Johnson works a rival $95 billion reconciliation plan with up to $12 billion in aid, but no E15. And Agriculture Secretary Burke Rollins is set to testify Tuesday. This matters because a new Iowa study from the Farm Bureau, Iowa State, and the Bankers Association found net farm income in the state dropped 53% from 2022 to 2024, with corn input costs up 37% and soybeans up 36% since 2021, and soy exports still hurting from China trade fights. On top of all that, the Senate farm bill and a tense fight over SNAP food benefit changes remain unresolved. So whether real help reaches struggling growers before the October safety net programs kick in is still very much up in the air.